Now, when it comes to this great fish that swallowed up Jonah, in another place the Bible says he's swallowed by a whale. Because in God's classification of animals, it's a bit different than ours oftentimes. A whale would be a great or a large fish. So it's not a contradiction. Was it a whale or was it a fish? Well, yeah, in our modern day, we have distinctions of various animals, but a whale's just a big fish. Now, this great fish that swallows up Jonah, it's possible that God just created it out of nowhere at that second, and then it swallowed up Jonah, and either it stayed in the water, or it just kind of vanished away afterwards, or it's possible as a giant fish, or, you know, that was existing during that day. I really don't know, but I've always looked at this as a miraculous event. Maybe you don't. I don't think we need to scientifically explain it, though, because you know what? Some things are miracles. So however you look at that, God prepares a specific fish, and Jonah's cast into the water, and I guess he thinks he's going to drown, and then all of a sudden he just gets eaten by this giant fish, and he's in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.